This is AFPN, the American Forces Philippines Network. 1510 AM, 94 FM, this is Clark.
Good morning, it's 2 o'clock. Here's a summary of the latest world news from the wires of the Associated Press, United Press International, and the major American broadcast news agencies. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled federal wiretaps on the phones of suspected subversives are illegal without warrants. Justice Lewis Powell called the bugging without prior judicial permission unconstitutional. He also says it violates the 1968 Safe Streets Act. The Nixon appointee terms the danger to political dissent acute, where the government attempts to act under so vague a concept as protecting domestic security. The administration had maintained the 1968 law permits eavesdropping without warrants against individuals whom the Justice Department concludes threatens national security. The Supreme Court also refused to lift baseball's exemption from antitrust laws, but the 5-3 decision concludes baseball is a business engaged in interstate commerce. Justice Harry Blackmun said if there was any illogic in the ruling, it must be remedied by Congress and not by the High Court. The decision came on a suit brought by former Washington Senators outfielder Curt Flood. And under a backlog of work, the Supreme Court has scheduled a special session Thursday to announce more rulings. A worldwide boycott by pilots wanting safer working conditions began yesterday, causing the cancellation of service by 19 foreign airlines. In the United States, few lines shut down when the 24-hour strike began. The pilots are protesting a lack of action against hijackers and nations who harbor them. That strike is scheduled to last until 2 o'clock this afternoon, local time. The front-runner for the Democratic presidential nomination, Senator George McGovern, is to speak this morning in New York City on the airline pilot strike. He had canceled an upstate trip to stump for votes in tomorrow's New York primary due to that strike. In other news this morning, Secretary of State Rogers told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the U.S.-Soviet arms accord have reduced the possibility of a nuclear war. Rogers' statement opened the administration's formal bid for congressional approval of the pact. The agreements were worked out during President Nixon's visit to Moscow last month. Rogers repeated statements made by the president earlier that the pacts will slow the arms race but still maintain the security of the United States and its allies. Meanwhile, the Senate plans debate this morning on a $1 billion child development bill. The measure, expected to be passed by tonight, would establish a massive federal daycare program. The eye of Hurricane Agnes is nearing the Florida Panhandle. Warnings are in effect from Panama City to Pensacola, and tides are more than 4 feet above normal, reported along the coastal areas near Apalachicola. The hurricane, blamed for 12 deaths and scores of injuries, still moves northerly. The threat of more tornadoes spawned by the hurricane hangs over Florida this morning. Thousands have been evacuated from low-lying areas as winds of 85 to 90 miles an hour move ashore. Senator Edward Kennedy once again says that he has no aspirations for the presidency this year. The Massachusetts Democrat also said in a New York television interview he can foresee no circumstances which would make him consider the vice presidential slot this November. Kennedy says he has no plans now to appear at the Democratic National Convention in Miami Beach. In news from Southeast Asia, U.S. bombing attacks near Hanoi have resumed after the departure of Soviet President Podgorny from North Vietnam. The rains were held up during his visits of 4 days. In the southern panhandle of North Vietnam, American pilots flew more than 300 missions. South Vietnamese thrust today to halt the bloody northern offensive stalled in a new push reported to clear Highway 13 between Saigon and An Lac. The South Vietnamese Rangers fell apart immediately under heavy enemy shell fire 10 miles south of the besieged provincial capital. American troop strength in Vietnam is now put at 60,100 men. The U.S. command said today that more than 1,800 troops have been phased out. The number does not include the nearly 4,000 troops of the last remaining ground brigades whose deactivation was announced over the weekend. President Nixon's national security advisor, Henry Kissinger, is flying to the Chinese mainland this morning. The Vietnam War is expected to be a prime topic when he meets with communist leaders. And that's the latest news as compiled from the wires of the Associated Press, United Press International, and the major American broadcast news agencies. Airman First Class Bill Lunney reporting.
American Forces Radio, straight ahead.
Friends with you. You and you.
And you.
And you.
And us.
And both
let's
of
explain
us.
Who us are.
Okay.
You're who?
Air Force Sergeant Ken Suda.
And I'm Airman First Class Roger Noble.
Sometime I'm Airman First Class Roger Noble, too, and you are?
Sergeant Ken Suda.
Right, there you go.
Most of
them. That's done by John Denver, by the way.
Let's and, to buy myself or with somebody.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I didn't shake you up there.
Oh, I
you
did.
You want to know what this really is?
Yes.
Nighttime is fun time.
Indeedy. Fun time here. Well, actually, it's kind of serious fun time, Ken, isn't it?
Sure
well,
is.
We've got, you know, got a marathon. Didn't mean to walk on your words there.
You sure did.
What can I say now? We really have been doing a...
Hit my tongue.
Are you into the disaster? Hello.
Yes.
Get to tell him again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's enough of that, kid. Go on and get out of here with that nighttime thing. I think we've heard that enough. Now, anyway, I was going to say, we've got the... marathon going. We're going to be finishing up this hour with it. Our request stopped at 12 o'clock. It's in case you're not associated or familiar with what disaster we're talking about, jokingly talking about, but we are serious. It's the disaster in South Dakota that happened, the Rapid City disaster, all the floods and everything, and the people really are in trouble up there, so we got together here and tried to help out, collect a little bit of money. We gathered up about $475 this evening from 4 o'clock this afternoon until, midnight, I guess, around midnight. And things went pretty well, really, don't you think, Ken?
Went great. And we stopped taking requests at midnight, as you probably know. And I'm sure we could have got quite a bit more, too, because the requests have been coming in quite steady.
Really? Yeah.
You know, we reached a level of certain amount of records, and we kept it there, you know, and it was really great all through the evening like that. I have to mention something, though, that we forgot. We got, you know, we played Friends with you. We forgot to say who wanted to hear it.
Did we forget? Oh,
that's naughty. Well, that's nasty.
That was Airman First Class Worthington?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worthington. Well, I was going to say Wellington,
no.
But that's a boot.
That's
I don't mean a beginner in the service. Not that kind of boot.
See, no, you got me wrong. You got me mistaken.
I didn't.
Something's got me wrong. I don't know. The boot like you wear on your foot. You know.
Like the ones I got on now?
Just like those.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except you don't fall out of them quite as easy.
Yeah, these you fall out of because they don't stay around your foot.
Rocky.
People don't know what I'm talking about.
No. Right? Matter of fact, why don't we let Cat Stevens do Wild, Wild World for the Dable A chapter, who gave $50 today.
Called Wild World, done by Cat Stevens. The DMLA chapter donated $50 to hear that.
$50?
Wow. Right. Don't you wish you had that kind of money?
Man, I'll tell you what, any kind of bread would do.
Look who just dropped in the studio, too.
Al
we're whispering
Jones.
About it, but Al Jones,
and
the star of the
I mean, the funny shirt over here and the weird glasses.
Dan Osborne.
Yes, I heard that. It was from behind
class.
The clock.
That's class. Really.
That's Dan Osborne. What
about no, Osborne.
Osborne. Osborne.
He taught me that a while ago when he he took me out in the back.
Is that what happened to you, kid? I wonder.
Yeah,
I
like you can't even view talk funny.
Oh, no.
You can't
well,
say
you
that.
Know. I don't.
No, you don't.
like him, even though he talks funny. Even if he didn't talk funny, he wouldn't like him.
What about Al Jones? He's a likable fellow.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Al's okay with his...
Yeah. How about the Popeye the Sailor thing? I think that's really...
No, I better not.
I can't do that.
It's great.
That's great.
This is. It's clean.
It's different. It's definitely different.
Really good. I tell you what, though.
Let's get out of the next record before you...
The best place around you tune in. American Voices Radio.
And AFPN.
Let's...
Leaves are falling all around. I'm out on my way. Much obliged, such a perfect day. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn light my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it rain, and it's heading my way.
Led Zeppelin from their second album. That's called Ramble On. Right, Roger?
Right, Ken.
Caught you in the middle of a Coke.
Show. Caught me right in the middle of a mouthful.
Coca-Cola.
Can't say that. Coca-Cola. That's bad.
By the way, that's courtesy of the NCO Club.
And Roger Noble
would throw you off right there.
Roger Noble is courtesy
all
of Ken.
Console.
Roger Noble is courtesy of Ken Suda, because this is my nightlife show.
You're not after tonight, it's
all.
No,
it's going to be all over.
Yeah, I guess not.
Neither one of us will be here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, anyhow. Let me see. Benefit of the Grand Rapids City. Rapid City. Where did I get? You say it. I forget. South Dakota. There we go.
Go ahead. You finish it.
Okay, let's try it. Here.
Roger, I've got some tape.
Al's got some tape over here. You let me have
some
tape.
Oh, I wouldn't host for water. I never did.
Really, that really helps a lot.
Right on, man.
You know, what can you say, man? Not really. Let's get serious for a minute. Al Joe just fell right out the window here. Come back, Al. This is a benefit for the Rapid City, South Dakota. There, I got it right. Flood victims. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I just...
You know, the people up in South Dakota have been wiped out by the floods and things. And we're finishing up this hour with the requests, we hope. If we don't quite get them all done this time, then good old Hank Stentz will finish them off at 5:05. You dealing cards or something here? I'm trying to be serious. He's dealing cards out here, trying to... But anyway, we received quite a bit of money tonight. And we're going to go pick up the rest of it.
Not us, I mean, personally.
That was
not Ken Suter and Roger Noble.
That wasn't our money?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
There we go again. What can I say? Okay, what do we got on the record player over there?
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, yeah, I know. I just trying to give you your 19th nervous breakdown. That's all it has.
Okay, that's the 19th nervous breakout I just had. Thank you, Ken, for
You're welcome, Raj, anytime.
It's done by the Stones.
20th is coming.
I think so. Done by the Stones for Sergeant Nichols. Nichols. Anyway, command, what?
Command escort.
That's what it says. Escort. Building, oh, I see. Okay, we can't give that. It's the address where he's at. You don't give his address on the
break?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not supposed to. Close him up.
That's where they had to go. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, went away there. Did that. We had another one we wanted to mention back here. What was that?
Every First Class Baker, that Led Zeppelin Ramble On, that was from Every First Class Baker, and he paid $5 for that.
Yeah, man, that's
well worth it.
Some heavy bread for everyone first. Don't blame me, just ask me.
He didn't. Oh, yeah, well, I get it.
Okay, got that. Yeah. Go ahead, let's do the one. What have we got? Something good, didn't?
The Horse with No Name by America. Are you forgetting?
Indeed. Not me, but I forgot.
Have you forgotten?
No,
here it is.
Forgotten. Okay, that's America. America, that's back in the world. Yes, indeed. Horse with No Name. And it goes out to Samuel...
Glass? This is Glass. I'm sorry.
Well, Samuel Glass.
Jeez, okay. I thought you were
Glass.
Yeah, I thought you were
spoofing
me.
Would I do that to you?
Yes.
I was afraid you'd say something like that.
American Voices Radio.
Get out of this the best way we know how. Okay, what's up next?
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. To let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
Send 6 quid. Gotta get the right bot here. Yeah, should I say Tyler? You don't think so. Anyway, what should this thing? Oh, tonight out here, the rest of our
just
first time.
Flower Vase.
You cut it out. Flower Vase. Hey Jude, done by the Beatles. Goes out to No Name. I think so. Yeah, we can't do that. No. Anyway, that's way back. We got our six tet.
6 quid?
What's that? What are you getting at?
Sextet.
Sextet. Yeah, sextet. He's got it right. Sextet. That did something to my throat.
Did
I
it
think.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, nothing could be done to my throat any worse than what it was. Anyway, we got the Jackson 5 standing over there on the turntable, have we?
Yes, we do. We're there standing. They would be knocked off.
Yeah, I thought you were going to... No, I can't say that. Go ahead and do a thing for Mr. McGinnis out there. We didn't have Bobby Day doing this. Sorry, Mr. McGinnis. But it is Rockin' Robin, and it's done by Michael Jackson.
Rockin' Vulture.
Rockin' Robin. You dirty old bird. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. Mr. McGinnis, there you go. Rockin' Robin,
right,
contributing his good coins there to the cause. Because we got to have some money, that's why. South Dakota, that's bad. Oh, everything's been groaning around the studio. Sorry. What could I say? Well, there's
one card.
that's the
oh, my
all
gosh.
Right. Okay, let's straighten up and fly right.
This is a discathon, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's why everything has gone bananas so far. Okay, Mr. Ernie Ford coming up now. Francis Binkley.
Binkley, yes.
I think.
Donated $5 to hear it. It's called Whispering Hope.
My boy!
Whispering Hope, done by a Tennessee Ernie Ford. That was from Francis Binkley. Donated $5 to hear that. Okay, the next one here is by the Shadows of Night. We don't have the version by them.
Is
them?
Them.
Them.
Yeah, okay.
You're
I'll
familiar with the song Gloria, right?
Well,
let's
yeah.
do this, right? All right.
Okay,
did you know that the...
We're going to blow it.
Okay. Did you know that the lead singer of them, everybody knows, I'm sure, is Van Morrison, you know?
No, I didn't know.
Star in his own right these days, and he was the lead singer of them.
Them. Was he?
He surely am.
He is.
We are, yeah.
Yes,
he was.
In
Utah.
Okay, these are not them, but they're the Shadows of Night. Hello, Roger.
Hi, how are you doing?
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, yes, that's our end, there.
Okay,
this is Sergeant
G-O-R-I-N-T-O-U-B-L-E again.
Yeah, we're at the Sergeant Vogel who paid $5 to hear that.
Thank you, Mr. Vogel. You were going to say something.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I thought you were going to. Well, then we'll just go in and do...
Take you out again, huh?
Me and Boo and a dog named you. No, I'm sorry. It's not the
kidding,
Sergeant
Vogel.
Greg...
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling.
a dog named Boo, Bo, whatever, something like that. Anyway, it's done by Lobo. For Greg Eckhart, and this man really dug in his pocket. Go ahead and roll an X one over there.
$3.13.
And I mean,
beautiful,
you know, yeah.
Really,
really, the guy had to dig hard, man, you know, to get on, like, $3.13. You know, it's the last coins the cat had, huh? Really is. Woman, that's not the right one. Let's go on the
We're
other
gonna
one.
We're going to get on with Otis Redding now, Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, and it's sitting on the dock of the bay.
Well, you know. There we go. Yeah, all right. Get over out. A bit of helping us out.
I was also writing Dock of the Bay, and that was, let's see, Jim Stover, is it?
Stover. Looks like Stover, yes. Hey, $5 for that one. There you go, Jim. Come on, roll out one pretty woman here for Roy. Died Roy Orbison for Sergeant Horn. Lives on Johnson Street. $5 for it. 10 minutes for the hour, 2 o'clock.
I couldn't help but see pretty woman, and you look
Mr. Roy Orbison, pretty woman for Sergeant Horn. We've got a request for one tin soldier, the gal Beverly Stockinger. Oh, I'm going to hit him right in the middle of his... $10 she paid to hear one tin soldier, and I'm sorry, gal, we haven't got it. But we'll play something else for you, okay? See if maybe that'll work out. Weird sound, baby. And this is it. Well, that was going to be it, but it doesn't seem to be there. So, since you haven't got anything else over there to do, we'll do this one real quick.
Which one is it? Joe Simon. Done by Joe
Simon. Okay, yeah, Joe Simon.
Full of bad luck.
Yeah, that fits pretty well. Thanks, Dan. Something, Roger. One minute here. Yeah. 1 minute on. There we go. 1 minute away from news and all kinds of goodies. Full of bad luck, Mr. Joe Simon. Sorry, Beverly. She called and says, oh, can't get it on. I said, well, no, you know, we haven't got it. We'll get it on the next live show we can. We'll get somebody over across the street to take it down for us again. They gave us the wrong record over here, so we couldn't do anything about it. What can I say? We've got another version if we can't find that one. Does that sound right? Look, we're going to have to get out of here. This is
Air Force Sergeant Ken Suda, I hope.
I'm Airman First Class Roger Noble. And that's prayer meeting. We're going to work it right up to news time. Go home here. Let you check it. And Big Bad Wolfman Jack coming up at 2:05. That's it for Wolfman. What are you doing? Well, we got to get out of here. We'll see y'all later. Bye. Wow.
You are driving down a modern highway. Everything is smooth and serene. The engine is running perfectly. Home is near, and life is good. Suddenly, that car coming toward you swerves into your lane, and that buzzing homecoming ends in a nightmare of screaming tires, shattered glass, twisted metal, and tortured bodies. All because of the other driver. Put sanity back in driving. Don't be the other driver.